You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Private school, in that private school, lower private school division, at least back in my days, that's what they were. And from a basketball standpoint, they've made some noise here and there, but not one of your traditional private school basketball powerhouses. Now, they've already had day one out there.
Yep.
Day one of school.
Yeah, they
and
have a
day, and day. Do you see the picture?
So I'm they did at Brad's This is a very cool graphic that they've put together. It says it's a state of Tennessee picture, and it's got the TRA logo next to the Spartans logo. So both things are represented. And it says Tennessee Collegiate Academy, and they have a TCA as their logo with a Nike swoosh at the bottom, and it says New Year, New Goals, Same Grind. First day.
My understanding, at least for right now, is this will be a national prep school that's going to play the likes of Montverde and everything else, and that this would be sort of aimed at going that direction, right? Right here, just outside of Memphis, Tennessee, but right here in the Mid-South, that's what it looks like to me. Because, again, for something this big, you have to have the academic side.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all those other prep schools, that's why these kids, you know, you can leave Memphis if you're a Curtis Givens, go down to Montverde for 2 years and still be able to accept a scholarship at LSU because you know everything's going to be taken care of. It's one of the big boys. This is an established program. This is what this looks like to me, but here. It's something that I think maybe not directly, but we've always kind of, we've discussed it, felt like with Thaddeus Young, with Team Thad sort of as maybe a part of the vision. That not just a well-respected, great grassroots program that operates on the EYBL circuit, but maybe even a program that's contributing to Memphis in the way of helping form a prep school. And I say I bring in Team Thad and Thaddeus Young because I see that one of their coaches over there, trainers with Team Thad, Tony Sarwar, is listed as an assistant coach for this team.
Oh.
Also, Michael Wright is a guy, he's not a Memphian from what I can tell. Mike Wright is the head coach, it looks like, from on Instagram. Not a guy I'm familiar with in terms of prep circles. I think comes from the grassroots circuit, very respected, and they brought him in, is what this looks like. I've also noticed that, my guess is the folks involved in this right now that have managed to, at this point, to keep this thing low-key, probably don't too much appreciate me putting their business out on Front Street.
This is great. It's public.
Thank you. Here's the point. When y'all got this thing on Front Street on Instagram like this.
I have their schedule, by the way.
And you've got their schedule, and I want to get to that in just a second, because that's my point. When y'all got the schedule out,
it's
and you got your roster out, oh, brother, whether you want to talk about it or not, we're going to talk about it, because this, again, looks to me like a huge Memphis sports story in the sense that this ain't just some prep team that's going to be thrown together and maybe fizzle out. This looks like a serious undertaking with some heavy hitters, including Nike, including, it looks like, Penny's agent, or a guy that's been associated with Penny and I think helps do Penny's 2 Cents podcast, Travis King, a guy we've had in here, has had NBA prospects obviously going to the what he had. He represents Quentin Grimes,
yep,
if I'm not mistaken. He's involved with this. You don't pull out these heavy hitters unless you're real serious about this undertaking. And so while it's the first, perhaps, that you've heard publicly of it, maybe you've seen some of the posts on Instagram, but this is maybe the first sort of mainstream media, it will not be the last, because something this big, believe me, it's going to be mainstream here in a second, especially with the caliber of player that they're attracting out there. Keep in mind, it's not just having to have a school, you know, in the academic side and accreditation, when you're wanting to attract all these high-level athletes. You got to have them something they're going to believe in. They've got to think, okay, this is going to be national. Brad, you said you had the schedule.
Yeah, and I'm going to tweet it out too.
Please do.
And I'm going to put CC Jason Smith on this, because this is a national schedule. Let me just hit the tweet here and then folks can read along with it. This is from their Instagram. Here's the Tennessee Collegiate Prep schedule, and I put times TRA because that's how they're branding it. Mm-hmm. They have a national schedule, Jason. And the way that I got this is, like, this is pretty simple. You just go to the screen grab and get it off their. They're not actually, they haven't posted this, but it's in the, what do you call it, the stories?
Bro, you are over there working. Look at you, social media detective. You're in the story, and you screen grabbed it.
This is all you, bro.
Because
I have no idea.
The schedule was not posted. It's in the story,
it's
though,
in
like
the
you
story.
Said, so you have to grab it.
Here's the full story, and I've tweeted it out, and I've copied Jason.
Oh, I love
this
working with you on this story.
2025-26 Nike EYBL Tennessee Collegiate Academy. Times TRA, because that's where they're housed at. That's where they're going to school.
Where they're housed. I don't think they're playing games there. I don't think. Not from what I hear, but we'll figure that out.
Coming in the next couple of minutes, you'll hear about a new event coming to Memphis as part of this schedule, but they start out, according to this schedule, December 5th and 7th at the Dream City Christian Sunshine Classic, and then they're against the Wasatch Academy Sunshine Classic. That's in Utah. So they go to Arizona. They play a team from Arizona in the Sunshine Classic. They play Utah. Middle of December, on December 12th and 13th, they do an Iowa United prep event in Iowa, main event. January 1st to the 3rd, they play Memphis Hoop Fest.
Mm-hmm.
New event.
Yep, that'll be here.
Versus St. James Academy, Virginia, in the Memphis Hoop Fest. And then they play Utah Prep as part of the Memphis Hoop Fest in January. Brewster Academy, they're playing them in LaPorte. And an invitational they're doing in, that's a New Hampshire team and an Arizona team. Then they're doing a Maryland team, Christ School out of North Carolina. And then they're playing in Western Maryland against Lumiere School later on here. And there's a couple big hitters coming soon.
Oh, I can feel it.
Spire Institute Academy of Ohio, Katz Academy out of Massachusetts. Then in February here, we're getting into the good stuff. Long Island Lutheran, Oak Hill Academy, Virginia. Spire Institute is where they're playing that in February, and they wrap up this national schedule in February against Montverde Academy in Montverde, Florida.
I told you this was big.
This is big.
They've already had their first day of school and rolled these kids out and taken pictures with all the TRA students.
It's all out
there.
That's
how far along this thing is and how behind sort of us as Memphis media, just in terms of us catching up to this story.
I'll put this on the website later too, by the way, folks.
But again, tomorrow's headlines today coming to you from Jason and John. It looks to me, y'all, like this is big time. And if you think about it, who's involved? It just looks like something that's going to be sustainable. What's so curious about this is you would almost hear, and now I'm getting into some real backwoods just about, you know, what we'd heard about something like, you know, you'd almost, that something like this was envisioned, but at one point for St. George's.
Yep.
And so to see it pop up at TRA and just take off like this,
yeah,
and have all their ducks in a row, you know,
I'm glad you're going
it
here.
Just shows you how much work they've put into this already behind the scenes. Guys, these players are already here. They're already in classes. Brad's just read you the schedule. And I'll guarantee you in some of those tournaments they're playing, all the big boys, the Montverdes, are in those tournaments as well. I guarantee you that. So it probably will be a deal where they might play Montverde more than once. But my point, that's the schedule. That's how you're able to attract this level of talent back. And so I welcome back guys like Keeper Jackson, you know, who were leaving town. Guys, there's no way you're doing this without NIL, I'm imagining, right? I mean, I'd have to – maybe that's not part of it. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm naive on that side. But that was –
well, let's
you know,
talk
a lot of these situations, these high-level players have opportunities already to get NIL. Maybe that's involved here too, tuitions, those kinds of things. But, man, I tell you this. We will not get past our 125 segment on Wednesday without asking Norton Hurd IV all about this and whether or not he's involved. He's been sketchy with me so far on details. If he's listening, he knows that's a fair phrasing of how he's sort of handled this with me so far.
As a parent,
I started
asking
my questions this weekend.
As a parent of a local high school athlete, I want to talk this through with you a little bit. I think this is a big story. I think this has been shopped to a lot of the private schools probably. And I think TRA swooped in and probably said, okay, you've got 12 students. According to their website, it costs about 12, 13. It looks like it's about 12, 5 for a student.
I'm enjoying this talk with you.
So at TRA, you can spend $12,000 and send your kid to TRA High School out in Millington. That means they just got a cash infusion of tuition at TRA of anywhere from $125,000 to $150,000 to warehouse these student athletes and this program. Now, they probably had to come to some sort of, they probably had to spend 25 of it on the logistics, the how much does this cost infrastructure, the insurance, what's it like if there's an umbrella liability to have a prep school underneath of our umbrella. Mm-hmm. But they probably just received a six-figure amount of money.
Infusion.
Yeah.
Cash.
And it looks like there's only between 40 and 50 students at any one given time in a class at TRA.
It's a small group of kids. I just noticed from the picture out there.
So there's only about 40 to 50 kids in any given class at TRA out in Millington.
Right, like we said, they operate out of the smaller private school division.
And they still have their own basketball program that's going to play in West Tennessee region, TSSAA.
And will play, I'm understanding, still in their own gym. It's still their team. This is separate from that and not operating in that gym other than maybe some practices. I don't know. But they're not playing. This national team is not playing, not replacing
TRA playing Montverde either.
For those TRA parents whose kids are on the team, I'm looking at you. This would be my hope. My kid's still on that team. You guys are not replacing our TRA team.
No.
Plays a national schedule. Right. You guys will be on the road. You'll just be in class with me, with Jake, with Chris, right? With our little kids, our little you'll just be in class with those guys at TRA. This is great.
There's a 7-footer in my class, Mom.
And he's top 25 in the country.
He's going to be in the NBA in 3 years.
He's at TRA, dude.
That is awesome.
Man, again, because I come from my roots started in the preps world. This a story like this gets my blood really boiled.
It's enjoyable.
This is the fun stuff. We've always said Memphis has the talent to do something like this. And if it's going to have the clout to be able to pull some national guys in.
Yes.
Bro, this is going to be huge.
I must say this too on behalf, because I have a lot of friends over at St. George's, for example. In fact, I think Luke, who works over there, Mr. Pruitt, is terrific, and they got a great staff. But I can also understand why I do not probably want it, because you sort of feel like second fiddle if you're on the basketball team at your school. Maybe I don't know. You also may have the liability. I can see where you'd entertain it if you're TRA.
We should be careful about tuition.
I don't want to put anything on Front Street.
Yeah, because we don't know.
And I'm also speculating.
At that point, we're speculating on how this is going down.
I'm just talking it through, because I guarantee our listeners, that's what they're thinking about.
Because like I said, there's so much information out there. There's too much info out here for something big not to be happening. We
TRA
have a whole
got
schedule.
Out of this, though.
We have a national schedule. I mean, TRA has clearly agreed to in a way house these prospects academically.
My guess is we're going to get a note, and Norton on Wednesday will fill us all in. My guess is they're probably using another shop for the practices.
My guess from the interest in this, we will have the holes filled in before Wednesday at 1:25.
Very excited about our week.
Because I am getting responses to this story as we speak that say we will have all the holes filled in. And that's why I want to be careful about speculating.
Yeah,
In-house reporting, right, to the minute reporting happens. You know, you point some, you connect some dots, you do a little speculating, maybe you get those questions answered, and you get the real story. Tomorrow's headlines today, right here on J&J. We got Respect Burgers to get out, and we're going to do our best to keep you guys updated on that developing story out in Millington and out at Tipton Rosemont. We'll get all the big dogs on. We want you on. We want to talk about it. It's out there. It's big news. So by all means, we invite you all. All the folks that have had something to do with organizing this, we invite you right on. We're going to do Respect Burgers next. A lot more to do here on the J&J Show. Also going to talk to Jeff Calkins at 1:25. He was down at the Celebration of Life for Fred Smith, the FedEx founder, beloved Memphian, and we'll get a chance to talk about what transpired down there. All of that on the J&J Show. You're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins will be joining us bottom of the hour. We will talk about probably the biggest story going on right now, at least as of this morning and into the afternoon. Down at FedEx Forum, the Celebration of Life for Fred Smith, FedEx founder, obviously passed away back in June. Would have been his 81st birthday. I believe that's correct today. And a celebration of life. We'll talk to Jeff, who was down there, bottom of the hour, like I said. Before we do that, typically on Mondays around this time, I pull out the big green egg. No, I missed it last week. I'm back. I'm ready to cook. Let's do Respect Burgers. This is not a crowning, but I do want to give a Respect Burger to Shedeur Sanders, a quarterback we've talked about in this show, threw two touchdowns in his preseason debut, 30-10 win over the Panthers, was 14 of 23 overall for 138 yards, two touchdowns. We mentioned it sacked only twice in the 45 snaps. The thing that stood out the most was 5 of 7. That's a 71% completion rate for 93 yards, two touchdowns on throws of 10 or more yards down the field. He is one of six QBs on that Cleveland roster and was taken all the way in the fifth round, a prospect who at one point was mocked as a possible number one pick. Even by the day of the first round of the draft, was still in many a mock draft for the first round. Brad's right. I mean, I never thought he'd get past slide past New Orleans, but many a team, frankly, the entire NFL, except for Cleveland, the fifth round passed on Shedeur Sanders, and it's for those reasons, you know. And I'll be honest. I mean, we have to be. His tenure in Cleveland didn't start off so great with that speeding ticket or whatever else. When you're coming off of a combine and series of interviews that seem to have sort of, you know, wrecked your stock as a prospect. And then you know, first thing you do, you get in the car and make a decision like that. Whatever. These guys are young. Zach Edey did it. Speeding ticket, I'm not going to hold against you. But my point is, you know, what do we got here? Do we got a guy that understands what it takes to be the face of a franchise? Or you got a guy that's just kind of going to do his own thing? Well, when he got on the football field against these Panthers, boy, did he look the part and like a guy who should have been a first round pick. And it just makes you question everything about the NFL in terms of some of its decision-making. Again, I would use the case of Caleb Williams and the arrogant prospect, and he had earned some of that arrogance, or at least the right to be arrogant, prospect he was. Compare that to Shedeur Sanders, who falls all the way to the fifth round. Caleb Williams still taken first and still many question marks on him going into year two. You saw Shedeur look the part. And it was for all those reasons, and including one of them, a guy that was supposed to be his mentor at one point, Tom Brady, passing on him five times, was good to see him do this. Now, again, Cleveland's an organization that's made all kinds of mistakes, including paying all that money they did to Deshaun Watson, and not necessarily deserving of anything good because of the poor way that franchise has been run of late. But for the Sanders family, and I said this first hour, and this is why Shedeur is getting the Respect Burger. Dad's going through a lot right now. A dad that's been, you know, any chance he got, told everybody and anybody how great a NFL quarterback you were going to be, how great a, you know, son and all that. Going through it health-wise. We know from the bladder surgery, had to have it removed, going through cancer, and you know, has lost weight. But just we got that announcement before I left out of here for vacation that he is going to be able to coach Colorado through this season. So for everything that his dad's going through, already had a couple of, you know, some toes amputated. You know, to be able to see your son go out there when he's been so doubted after he's had his fall and not necessarily the greatest of starts that you would have wanted as a quarterback in Cleveland, to see him perform like that, I just think as a father, boy, that had to feel good. And what a performance you gave your dad. But obviously he's doing it for himself. But to be able to give his father, who, again, the guy that's been the most in your corner your whole career, to be able to show the NFL and everybody else that you were, you know, you should have been picked earlier. Yeah. I felt good for that family, and particularly good for Shedeur Sanders. Again, I started with this, and I will end it with this. This is not a crowning of Shedeur Sanders, but, you know, a lot of those throws, the one Brad mentioned, the touchdown pass back to the back of the end zone with three defenders around it, mm-hmm. you know, that looked real to me. That looked like something you want to see on Sundays if you are a Cleveland Browns fan. And let's be real, when you've seen, you know, Joe Flacco as limited as he is at this age, mm-hmm. and everything else is, you know, as Cleveland, Deshaun Watson hobbling around on one leg, I mean, that probably looked like, you know, it looked like a vision, seeing Shedeur Sanders look so poised and so confident. So again, the Respect Burger more so just for the performance, and I'm hoping for him that it continues to go as well as it has. All right, next one. It's a team we're not talking about. I gave Brad credit for beating my Cubs. Probably not talking about it enough. I mean, we don't do a ton of baseball around here, but they are, as far as I can tell, the story in baseball. Brad's Cardinals beat my Cubs 2 out of 3 over the weekend. But the real story in the NL Central has been the Milwaukee Brewers. They have won 9 straight games. It's the longest active streak right now in Major League Baseball. Last night, got a solo homer off the Mets' Edwin Diaz. It was Isaac Collins in the ninth. It was a walk-off for the Brewers. Extended that win streak to nine with a 7-6 win. Extended the Mets' recent misery as well. But this is about Milwaukee and what they've done. Do you realize, Brad, as a fellow NL Central mate, your Cardinals, my Cubs, that at one point Milwaukee was 25-28 after losing the second of four games against Pittsburgh back on May 24th. Here's the point. Since then,
yep,
they are 48-16. I'm going to repeat that. Okay. Since May 24th, this team is 48-16. That is 32 games over 500. Just got done sweeping the Braves, the Nationals, and then come back home and sweep the Mets at home. And so what the Brewers have done, I'm scared to look now, but I think it's a six-game lead they have on the Cubs. I stopped looking when the Brewers when the Cubs lost yesterday, but I think that lead over the second-place Cubs
six.
Is up to six games.
It's six.
This team was two, three games below 500 back in May. It's come out of nowhere. It's not just the Miz. Like, all of their pitchers right now are going out. Their starters are giving them, you know, great outings, and just everything is in sync. Remember, the Cubs thought they, you know, dealt Milwaukee a blow a couple years ago when they went out and hired their former manager, Craig Counsell. And Milwaukee's just winning again, man. I know we don't talk a ton of baseball around here, but right now they are the story in baseball. My hope is that they are peaking, Brad. But what it's left us is me and Brad hoping to get a wild card now. And because the Milwaukee looks like they're going to clearly run away with this division.
So, I haven't been paying attention to the Brewers
and
baseball.
Right.
But when you look at the standings now, and a lot of it was because the Cubs were getting a lot of shine before the All-Star break with Pete Crow Armstrong and those young players. But clearly, they've
surpassed
settled in here,
us, bro, and they've surpassed all of baseball.
73
wins.
This
is what I'm telling you. They have the best record in baseball right now as a result of this turnaround. Again, 48-16 since late May. It's unbelievable what they've done in terms of the turnaround and shot to the top of baseball. Perhaps they've peaked too soon. You know, that's the one thing about those council teams. They'd get in the playoffs, and then they'd have their letdowns. That's why I said, wondered, does it make
sense? I didn't understand the hire, but they loved
him. You and I talked about that when we made it. It was like,
paid him a lot of money.
Was it $5 million or something along those lines? It was a lot of money. Yeah. And we were like, his playoff record ain't so great. That said, Cubs have gotten it together since the hiring, but you've sort of fallen apart offensively here recently, allowing the Brewers to just kick in the door. There's your rounds around baseball. We gave away first hour respect bird to my man Jeff Bubba Woods, who I've been working on, the longtime photojournalist down at WREG Channel 3 TV, retiring after 40 years this week. And as we've been talking and working and doing our reporting on prep schools out in Millington, I've touched base with Jeff. Hopefully we're going to be able to have him on a little bit later in the week. But obvious, huge respect burger, and we'll re-give it to him hopefully on Friday when we get a chance to get him in here. We got to talk to Jeff Calkins. He's been on assignment earlier this morning. He's been working down at the Celebration of Life for Fred Smith. We'll talk to him about that and a whole lot more. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM ESPN.
They always want him. We want him. And we appreciate him. It's Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist for the Daily Memphian. Make sure you're reading him at dailymemphian.com. Make sure you are listening to him as the host of the Jeff Calkins Show right here on 929 FM ESPN from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can follow him on X as well at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Jason.
I appreciate you still doing this. And you were on assignment this morning, is my understanding. Brad's kind of briefed me on everything. How what? So I really appreciate you doing this, Jeff. How was it, the celebration of life for Fred Smith?
Yeah, so I feel a little bad about my own show because I was away last week, and now I'm back, but I immediately was sent down to cover the celebration of life. So Jeffrey and JR had to fill in for me, which I appreciate. It was, and I'm just now kind of transcribing some of the things. It was, I mean, first of all, it's Fred's birthday. This would have been his 81st birthday, which is why they held it today. So today would have been his birthday, and they had a private ceremony shortly after he died. And now this is the public ceremony. And it was really quite extraordinary. I mean, it went on for 2 hours and 20 minutes. So it was, you know, no small thing. And, you know, there was certainly the every senator, congressperson, the mayor, the governor wasn't there, I don't believe. There was no reference to the governor. But John Kerry, for example, was there, who served alongside Fred in Vietnam. And it was, you know, they had the Memphis Symphony Orchestra And then Callan Asparian, the great singer, was singing there, and the MUS choir sang. And it was a big event. They had videos that were narrated by Morgan Freeman and Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Just about his life. And then they had, you know, lots of remarks. The couple things that were striking really were, and maybe the most striking thing was it was largely attended, and it was the lower bowl was mostly full. Mm-hmm. And it was largely attended by FedEx employees or retirees. And I went early and was talking to people in the plaza. And, you know, a woman in a wheelchair had come from Chattanooga because of what it had meant to her to work for FedEx. So she'd worked there for, I don't have the number right here, but, you know, 34 years or something like that. And so you talk to all these people. I talked to another couple that they got married because they met at FedEx. And he said, you know, Fred's paying my retirement right now. And they were like, whole lives yep. were completely shaped, funded, children raised, all of this by the tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who really, you know, spent their lives at FedEx, and their lives were made possible by the idea of this one guy. And what one of the extraordinary things is I probably talked, I don't know, I probably talked to 10 different like groups of people. I'd walk up and say, why'd you decide to come? And this is just sort of rank and file. They didn't let us down there to talk to the important people. And every single person that I talked to had met him. It wasn't just that they worked there, mm-hmm. that they had met him. So one guy told a story. He said, the first time I met Fred, he said, I was working in the control tower. He was an engineer. He's not an air traffic controller, but it was a snowy day, and I was trying to help manage snow removal down at the airport. And I was standing there, and I was looking out. Someone said, could get you anything? He said, yeah, give me that clipboard over there. And he said, and I turned around, and it was Fred Smith handing me the clipboard. He said, the first time I met Fred, he was handing me a clipboard. And, you know, other people had just stories of Fred, you know, popping up. So you really do get the sense that, you know, he created this in this global, massive global company. You know, he was not too big. Like, he was out there. He was a guy who was around the coffee pot, even though in the end there were, you know, 10,000 coffee pots. And so that was one of the things that was striking. That's and then, you know, they were taking pictures of, you could walk in there and have your picture taken. And then they made a mosaic. They took all those pictures and they made a mosaic shaped in the shape of Fred Smith's head. Right. And it was a mosaic of Fred Smith, but it consisted of thousands of tiny little pictures of all these people who had. So there was one picture, and I just saw 9 women all, you know, scrambling to get into one picture for this thing. And, you know, I think 5 of them were white, 4 of them were black, and they were all just overjoyed to see each other. Some were retired, some not. And it just, like, they were, you know. Well, one of the women I talked to said, I never thought I'd be the big corporate type, but, you know, working at FedEx has really been, and I know it's an overused cliche, but like a family. Yeah. So you just get a sense. We know the impact that he had on the zoo by giving all the money to the zoo or the University of Memphis and the things that he has supported philanthropically. But the things that he supported by supplying jobs and workplace and all of that and friendships and marriages and all of that in the company was really striking. It was a reunion of FedEx employees as much as anything. And then just to sum up here, the other thing that I think was sort of significant was that, you know, Richard Smith talked and he basically said, listen, we still live here in the city. The Smith family, most of us do live here. We've actually had a bunch who've moved back recently. We're trying to recruit others to come back. Arthur can't come back because he's otherwise occupied coaching up in Pittsburgh. But he said basically, and some have asked because I tweeted the sentence, we're not going anywhere, what he meant. He wasn't referring to anything specifically like FedEx itself isn't moving. I don't think anyone thinks it is moving, okay. Right? So that's not what he was talking. He just meant, as the Smith family, which has been invested in Memphis and has wrapped its arms around Memphis and has, you know, helped shape Memphis, that they're not going anywhere. That's what he meant by that. That to the extent that Memphis has relied on the Smith family, Fred in particular, to support so many causes and be an integral part of the community, he doesn't see that changing. And so that was, I think, that was some degree of who knows what the future looks like. But I think all of us as Memphians, aware of how much he's meant and the Smith family have meant, you know, there's a little nervousness. And so mm-hmm. that was a little piece of reassurance that Richard offered on top of everything else.
I saw where, I think it's Pit Hyde, the AutoZone founder, called him the most influential person in Memphis history. Like, I know us sports guys always love to, right, you know, talk about the sports side of that, but there was no sports, you know, the word sports in that phrase, the most influential person in Memphis history. And just from everything you just laid out, and me, I'm thinking about those pictures and how that must have looked, right? That mosaic that's got all those pictures that build into his, you know, his face, essentially, or profile of him. All those folks and families, like you had written that in your column when he passed, that had come to depend on him, there's not anybody close, probably, right? I was trying to sort of grip that, like anybody in terms of Memphis, the city's history. This guy, as Pitt said, it invented global commerce. He changed it right here in Memphis. He changed the world from here, and he let us be a part of it. So who's been more influential in this city than Fred?
Yeah, I don't think anyone has. And that's a version of that, the greatest ever, most important ever.
Yep.
You know, was probably said half a dozen times by to have it because it is so patently.
Yep.
Like, you can argue, I guess, you know, we can argue Jordan and LeBron, right? Or we can argue, you know, Brady. It feels like Fred's kind of like Jerry Rice. You know, like, there's no argument for the best receiver. It's just Jerry Rice, right? I mean, that's just it. Yep. It's Jerry Rice. And I think Fred's a little bit in that category. It is interesting that he, not only was he originally born in Mississippi, like Elvis, he lived on Audubon Drive when he was growing up, which is where Elvis's, you know, family mm-hmm. moved to, which is where they lived at one point. So, it's a quintessentially Memphis story. I don't think there's any doubt about who the most significant Memphian is. People, you know, you hear all the time, without Fred Smith, you know, Shreveport, like, where would we be?
Right.
Would we be Shreveport?
Oh,
would we
God.
Be, you know, you can, you can sort of, it, but, and so the problem is the other challenge here, of course, is, it's reassuring to know that the Smith family is going to be involved. I mean, the truth of the matter is Pitt Hyde and the Hyde family, like they have done enormous things too. Not quite to that extent, but I mean, it's staggering what the Hydes have done, including, like, Pitt Hyde was actually one of the minority owners of the Grizzlies and is still one of the minority owners of the Grizzlies. So, and yet Pitt was Fred's classmate, you know, in third grade, or maybe they were a year apart or something, but they've known each other since third grade. And so he is of the same vintage. And so the question, I think, for all of us becomes, you know, what happens when Fred is gone, and what happens when Pitt is gone, and what happens when this generation of people who have forged all these things about Memphis that we appreciate and love, when they're gone, like, who's the next? What's the next generation of Fred Smiths and Pitt Hydes and on and on and on? You know, Scott Morris, who started Church Health, like, he forged it and you hand it off. And, like, but what does the next, who are the, you know, the 40 something versions of that who can help us move into the future? And I don't know the answer to that. There was a lot of talk, and I think it's right, from, you know, Mayor Paul Young and others, that, you know, the challenge is to take the confidence and spirit and the belief of Fred Smith and apply it to our community ourselves, to try to, you know, to try to embrace that belief and can-do spirit. And the truth of the matter is right now, it feels like for many Memphians, it's the opposite of that, right? It doesn't feel like, you know, it feels like it's the opposite of that. So it's fine to say we now have to, you know, do our part to capture and to demonstrate the spirit of Fred Smith in our own lives and our own ideas and our own sense of how we can make this community better. I don't sense a lot of that. You know, I honestly, if I sense a lot more, I sense a lot more of the attitude of, yeah, this overnight airplane thing's never going to work. It's in Memphis. It's just going
to turn bad. No, you're right. It's what you sense. It's the truth. I mean, it's out there. It's sort of the vibe right now. And so it does feel like a, you know, potentially pivotal time. That who comes in and fills those shoes? Who's going to be the dreamers and the doers? I just used that phrase, but you know exactly what I meant.
Right.
You'd be so
well,
much.
I will say that yeah. Bill Hargrave did say, it was interesting. He pointed obviously his gratitude towards the Liberty Bowl, as did Mayor Jim Strickland, who spoke. But he did say that there's been a lot of talk about the Big 12 and our, you know, became our effort to get into the Big 12. He said, well, what a lot of people don't know is the work that Fred was doing behind the scenes, making phone calls and writing letters and whatever, including the day before he died. He was still making phone calls and writing letters on behalf of the University of Memphis and their efforts to get into the Big 12.
Other thing I wanted to ask you about, I made sure I did, so I'm getting the pleasure of talking to you today. And because I'm sure you saw him, he was at all the big stories, sports stories. A lot of times it was we'd see him at news stories as well. And certainly from the time that you got in here in Memphis all the way up until this the FedEx St. Jude Championship over the weekend. But Jeff Woods over at WREG-TV, and a lot of times when we start talking media, we'll talk about the faces, obviously, that are on the camera. But he has been one of those guys that's been at every presser that you've been at and I've been at and everything else. And I think we've both grown, and me, I mean, he goes back to the days with my dad, to have a great respect for him. Do you ever remember seeing a big sports event your years here, without having a Jeff Woods and just the staple that he's been in Memphis media, just kind of, the one we don't talk about because he's behind the camera?
No, and Tim Buckley wrote a nice column about him.
It was a great column. Yep.
The truth of the matter is that I stopped writing sports full time because it got to be, it just is too much. Like, you know, after 20 years, 25 years, feeling like you got to be at all the big games and all, like, let's try something else for a while, right? Let's enough's enough. But not only was Jeff at everything that I was at, he was at, so like, he was at every high school football game too.
He sure was.
You know,
everything we weren't at, he was there too. Yes.
Yeah, he was at the big stuff and he was at the little stuff.
Yep.
And he was having to carry a big ass camera, you know, like it was tough duty, and he didn't get the glory of being on the, you know, on the air, on the radio either. So there's no question. And I did take note of the fact that he has, you know, decided to hang it up. Now, he's been counting down, you know, for a while. So those of us in the business,
we've known,
are clearly aware of it.
Yep.
But
great column by Buckley. Great column by Buckley over at thedailymemphian.com.
Yep. It's going to be different not seeing him at these things because there's no question. You know, coaches come and go and players come and go and teams even come and go. But there's Jeff Woods every single time.
No, we'll never see another Jeff Woods. We'll never see another Fred Smith. We'll never see another Jeff Calkins. So, Calkins, man, I really appreciate you. I consider you among that tier, if not even higher, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate it. See you, Jason.
Yes, sir. He is Jeff Calkins. Make sure you're following him on X at Jeff_Calkins. He'll have his column out about the celebration of life over at dailymemphian.com. And if you haven't read the Tim Buckley column from the golf tournament about Jeff Woods, again, photojournalist, retiring photojournalist over at WREG-TV, I encourage you to do so as well over at dailymemphian.com. We'll be back. We'll take a little break and be back to wrap you up and hand you off to Jeffrey Wright. You listen to Jason John, 929 FM.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN. You've been thinking about selling your home, or you're interested in looking for your new dream home, I suggest you reach out to Jennifer Carstensen and her wonderful team over at the Live Love Memphis Group. Now, it's not just here in Memphis. They can take care of you in Nashville as well as DeSoto County. They've got it all now. Jennifer's built a wonderful team. You need to call her 901-625-5200. Do like I did back in 2018. Now, my situation probably much worse than yours in terms of the home I was trying to sell. Jennifer came in, straightened me out real quick. I'd put it off for years just thinking it's going to take thousands of bucks just to get me on the market, and then we'll see if it sells. Jennifer said, no, you were wrong about that, fool. It's only going to take you actually hundreds, and you're not going to believe it, but here's what we're going to get for it, and that's what she did. Your situation can be just as smooth. She's done it in every market, and that's why I suggest if you're shopping for a realtor group, you call Jen, make her one of your calls, 901-625-5200. If you're smart, you'll go with her, at least smart according to me. And if it comes up and I got to sell my home again, if I'm moving, it's going to be with Jennifer Carstensen. 901-625-5200. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. I feel like it's been a very productive first day back for us.
Yes.
You know, I was a little worried coming here, getting back on the horse, if the old boy would be rusty. Y'all know I'm getting up there in age. You start to forget names and everything else. We'll come back right back in. And we get to the report. We get back to our roots. We get back to reporting and talking about this prep school. And, man, my phone's been buzzing since we talked about that story. Second hour for those catching up. Tennessee Collegiate Prep and a new prep school here, Nike-sponsored, on the EYBL sponsor. We've never seen anything like this, or at least with that kind of backing. Already has a roster. Already has some big-time names we recognize, like Dylan Jones, class of 2027 prospect that is the best basketball prospect in the class, at least here in the state of Tennessee, ranked number one. Keeper Jackson, we talked about it, been at CBHS a couple years ago before transferring out to Florida. He's now back. They're going to be out there, and hopefully we will learn more this week about this as we effort again to get on guests who are in the know. But and again, I got so many texts while we were doing that story that I don't think that that's going to be done. And listen,
no.
Norton Hurd IV, listen, he's not just going to be on with us on Wednesday. He's going to be on next with Jeffrey Wright. Perhaps that topic will come up.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, I know if I had my chance at him.
I had my chance because
I've been texting Hurd all weekend.
Yeah, there's meat on the bone here.
But like I said, it may not even be to be honest, it may not be a Norton Hurd IV production. I've seen some of the, Travis King, who we've had in, friend of the show, very close with Penny, obviously has represented him and does that Two Cents podcast with Penny. He's involved as well with this school. They've got Tony Sarwar, had been with Team Thad. He's going to be an assistant coach. And I'm eager to get to know the head coach that they've brought in. His name is Mike Wright.
Wow.
And I was going back on his history, trying to see if, you know, I come up from the preps days. I don't know everybody, but a lot of these names, you know, you remember from your days. There was the old high school coach, a grassroots coach around here. From what I can gather, he's not. He's from out of town, has been on the grassroots circuit, had been with Team Thad here, what, recently, like the last year or so, I think. Don't hold me to that, but had been kind of in the game around here lately, and looks like he'll be taking over this thing. More details to come as we learn them, but that was a little fun doing a little up to the second reporting there with Brad, who was able to pull up their schedule, which is clearly a national schedule that includes Montverde and a bunch of other powerhouse tournaments. One of which will include the Hoop Fest here in Memphis, I think, in
January.
So we
can see these guys play over in Bartlett this summer.
We'll get a chance.
Not this summer, but this fall, this winter.
Otherwise, you'd have to go on the road to see them, right? You'd have to go to Montverde or somewhere, or in one of these tournaments in Utah or otherwise, because they've got a national schedule. So a very, very interesting story. And like we said, some big-time basketball prospects, and something that, you know, we've never, the other part that we've never really had is it appears there's an educational component to this, which is so key if you're going to have these guys eligible to take these college scholarships. That's happening at TRA, at Tipton Rosemark Academy, a school not known for its, you know, basketball as a basketball powerhouse per se, and their team's not necessarily going anywhere, but from the academic side, it sounds like it will house this team. More details to come as the week goes on, but these guys are playing the season. These guys are out there. They've already attended their first day of class, and the other TRA students are like, who's this guy?
I just tweeted out.
Who's this 6'7 dude walking up in here?
They have all their social media, so this is all in the open now. I mean,
it's in the open. We're not.
At TCA Spartans Hoop. They are called the Spartans, so they're not called the Tipton Rosemark, whatever the Tipton Rosemark is called. It's a different outfit.
On our way out of here real quick, a salute to Fred Smith, most influential Memphian ever. Had the celebration of life, and again, we're praying for his family, everybody else, the whole city dependent upon him, obviously. Thank you to our guest, Jeff Calkins, for coming on and talking about that event. We're getting ready to hand you off to Jeffrey Wright and company. He'll have on Norton Herd the 4th next. Make sure you stay tuned. We're out. For Brad, I'm Jason. We're gone.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.